What saint do we celebrate today? Does anyone know? You can just shout it out. Saint Thomas, Thomas Aquinas, one of the most famous saints that we have in the church. And he's also called a doctor of the church. So that doesn't mean he's a doctor like Father Dennis was a doctor, or even some of your parents. But a doctor because he wrote a lot of things on the scriptures, wrote a lot about the Bible, and about theology, which is the study of God. Wrote a lot about what we believe and kind of how we go about it. So one of his nicknames is the angelic doctor, he's often referred to. And he wrote his most famous writing, it's called the Summa Theologica. And it's a book, it's about way thick. I had to read it in the seminary. And I tell you, if you ever have trouble falling asleep, that's a good thing to read. Just kidding. He's one of the most famous saints in the church. And there's a couple stories that I really like about Thomas. And one of them is, when I was reading a reflection, when he celebrated Mass, he was a bishop, when he celebrated Mass, he was often known to get so emotional that he would be in tears. So as he'd pray the prayer of consecration, as he'd hold up the host and the chalice, he would start to get weepy because he was such in awe of looking at the host, holding the chalice, and just kind of realizing everything that was happening in that moment. So emotional that he cried. Another story about Thomas is he would have many visions of Jesus. So he actually would see Jesus. And as I said, a lot of his writings were based on the scriptures, reflections, different things like that. And so in these visions, Jesus would say to Thomas, let me see here. He would say, "You have written well of me, Thomas. What reward would you have?" So in other words, Jesus is saying, "Hey, you've done a good job. What reward do you want?" Thomas's response, "Nothing but yourself, Lord." So here, Thomas, he could have said anything. He could have said he wanted anything in the world. He could have wanted fame, all these different things. But all he wanted was Jesus. Now, a little bit about his background. He grew up in Italy. He was born in the year 1225, so many, many, many years ago. But he grew up with a very well-off family, so had a lot of things, had money, didn't really want for anything. And when he was in his teenage years, he discovered a religious group called the Dominicans. It's a group started by our patron, St. Dominic, a group of preachers. So when he was 19 years old, he joined that order, that religious community, and began to study to be a priest, to be a Dominican. Things were going well. His mom was very excited and had dreams of him being the leader of the Dominicans and having all this, accolades and prestige. His dad was pretty well on board. His siblings, though, not so much. You see, his brothers, because one of the things that Thomas would have to do is take a vow of poverty. He'd have to promise not to have a lot of money and a lot of stuff. He had to give all that up. And so his brothers couldn't quite understand, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to give all that up? So his brothers actually kidnapped him. Yeah, and what they did is they brought him back home. They forced Thomas to come home because his brothers said, "No, we want you here. We don't like what you're doing." Eventually, Thomas went back. But even during that tough time, Thomas never lost his vocation. He knew what God wanted of him. And even though some of his family didn't quite understand, Thomas was still committed. And now, after all this time, he was ordained, of course, a bishop. And his writings and his reflections are still a gift for the church today. And so then what does that mean for us? Well, I think the first thing is we do a lot of good things, okay? And it's okay to, and I know you do a lot of good things because I've seen you do them and I hear about them and read about it. This is a community that does a lot of good for a lot of people. I know that to be true. The question is why? Why? Do you do it just because you have to? Yeah, sometimes that happens. I've been there. Are you doing it because, boy, if I do this good thing, I'm going to get thanked, I'm going to be recognized, I'm going to get attention? And you do something good for someone, well, because really it's about me. Do you do it because you're going to get praise for somebody? Or do you do good things for Jesus and just because they're good? See, that's what Thomas did. He could, like I said, he could have had all sorts of things. He could have worried about fame and glory and all those types of things, money. But he didn't. His sole focus was wanting only Jesus and whatever that meant in his life. And so maybe that can be our question of the day if you're looking for something to pray about. What reward would you have? So I think Jesus says the same things to us when we do good things. He asks us, what reward would you have? Much of the world will tell you, well, have the money, have the fame, do everything on your own. You know, doesn't matter who you use or who you hurt to get there. That's a lot of what you'll see on social media and internet and all those types of things. And especially for our middle schoolers and older, that stuff, it's not true. It is absolutely not true. And be on guard for that. Because Jesus is the only truth. And Jesus is the only one that we should want. And so from Thomas's example, we're taught not to get caught up in wealth. Do we enjoy the good things we've been given? Absolutely. If we end up being blessed with careers or vocations that lead us to many gifts, fine. But to recognize all those things come from God, and all those gifts still need to be used for other people. And so I think one of the things that helped Thomas most, especially when he was young, and he had, you know, people that he really loved and trusted telling him not to go through with his vocation, is he stuck so close to Jesus. Can only imagine how many tough days Thomas went through. Or even when he was writing, the frustrations of thinking whether it'd be good enough or not good enough. People that maybe complained, whatever it might be, but he always stuck close to Jesus. And so even on your toughest days, when you feel like you're alone, when you feel like Jesus is farthest away, actually it's on the hardest days when Jesus is probably closest to us, because that's when we need him the most. And even though it may not feel like it, it's true. And we know that from the example of Thomas and all the saints. And we know that because Jesus comes to us in our teachers, in our family, in our friends, that on those toughest days, those people that we can trust and know that love us, that's how Jesus comes to us. And so Thomas lived his life of holiness not on his own power, not by himself, not seeking his own worldly power, but by relying on Jesus and knowing that he was always near him. And so maybe we can reflect today, what reward do we want? Do we want Jesus? But also to remember that no matter what happens, Jesus is right by our side.